All right, and we're live. What's going on, everyone? It's been a long time since I've done a podcast. I don't even know. It's probably been about a year or two, if I'm not mistaken. But here we have a guest that has been on the podcast before, but this is a podcast that's kind of be like a refresher as well as a new beginning. What would you say?
It's in person.
Yeah. It's the
definitely
first...
different. If anything.
Yeah. This is the first time. I've done a podcast in person, so, you know, this is pretty interesting. But go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
I'm Grayso. I'm from the IE. I lived my first half of my life in the OC, and then I moved to the IE. But I love both cities. I'm from Bolivia, though. I'm from South America.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And what year were you born?
2000.
2000? Oh, okay. Same as me?
Yeah, same.
And then when did you come over here to...
When I was a baby, when I was like one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, when I was one.
And you were close to both parents?
Yeah. My parents were together.
What about like growing up? Like growing up, how was it? The environment and...
It was
experience.
It was like any typical like Hispanic household.
Gotcha.
It was definitely a Hispanic household. It still is, obviously. my parents were, especially my dad, he was an intellectual. So he really put me on that.
Oh, champ.
Like, he really wanted me to be, like, a doctor and shit.
Really? Yeah. Like, what did he do? Like, what did, like...
Like, I don't know, when I was, like, a little kid, he would, like, teach me shit from, like, grade school.
Oh, shit.
So, like, I already knew a lot of shit before I, got into even school, but I never liked that feeling of, like, thinking I'm smart, you know? I hate when people, like, use their intelligence to, like, belittle someone, you know? So, it's weird because I've always met two different worlds. Like, I would be in the classes with the smart kids or the IB kids or whatever, the honor kids, whatever the fuck. But I just didn't feel like I was like them. I never fit in and shit. It was just like, they were just too entitled for me type shit. So, but it was funny because like whenever it was in class, I wouldn't hang out with them. I would kick it with, you know.
Yeah.
The regular kids, which there's nothing wrong with them, nah. You know. If anything, there's a lot of smart people in regular ed that just don't try. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
So, like, I would kick with them because they're more, like, you know, they're chill. So, I would be kicking it with them, but, like, it was, like, two different dynamics because when I would kick it with the smart kids, they thought I was too, like, weird or ghetto or fucking too, you know, strong personality.
And you felt that? Like, did you feel that? Like,
yeah.
They didn't even have to say it, just, like, the energy?
And, like, you know, like, they just thought I was too very strong personality, too emotional. Because, you know, they're fucking robots. But, the regular kids, they thought I was just too smart or I was too geeky. But it was weird because I wasn't like that. It was just I'm very in the middle. That's why my name is Gray, because it's in the middle. You know, I don't consider myself, you know, I don't try to put a facade like most people do. You know, I'm not evil or, you know, a really perfect person. Like, I'm not going to try to flaunt, you know, a fake thing that I'm perfect and I'm such a great person. You know, I've had my flaws and I've done shit that I regret. But at the same time, like, I try to do better at the same time. Like, I'm really aware of that. Like, that's a really important part to everything to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't consider myself evil or like too fucking good, you know. Like, we all fuck up, we all got flaws, we all just, we're learning, we're all in this bitch, you know, to learn and shit. So, you know, that's just how I go about things.
No, yeah, but that's, damn, that's a really good perspective, especially coming from someone who's like was in those classes. Like, personally, bro, like for me, like, I wasn't any of that. I was in, you know, in high school I failed math 3 times. So yeah. I was in math too, senior year, and that feeling, bro, like that shit sucked. That feeling sucked. And it wasn't until like I graduated to realize like I was actually starting to learn about things that I was interested in.
Exactly.
And you know, school didn't necessarily offer that for me. Not saying that it's bad, it just didn't offer it for me.
Dude, here's my perspective on school. Like okay, growing up, like I said, my family was very educational.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, everything education, so I ended up just fucking hating school. Like, I didn't like school. But here's the thing with college, you know, that I feel like if you know exactly what you're going to do with your life, you should go to college.
Go to college, yeah.
Yeah, you should go to whatever major is going to get you to that specific thing you want.
100%.
Go ahead, do that. But if you don't need college and you know what you're going to do with your life and you're committed to what the fuck you're going to do, then I say, yes, do it. Like, don't go into college, because it's a scam if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. But it's really not a scam, in my opinion, if you know what you're doing. But it's not, personally, college isn't for me. Like, I would fucking fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped out twice, so.
Yeah, how far did you get?
Not even to, like, I almost did a semester.
Really? I did one semester and that was it for me, bro.
I did one semester of one class in summertime.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've ever completed from college. And it was a math class. It was pretty easy.
And how was it, like, regardless of it being boring, like, did you feel that it was, like, as bad? It wasn't as bad as you thought? It's just that it wasn't for you?
I mean, school, I don't know. I was just going there all day. It just felt forced to me. You know?
Yeah, me too.
I really don't like shit. Like, I'm going to be miserable if it's forced. Like,
yeah.
It has to come from me naturally. Everything that I do needs to come from me naturally. Because if it doesn't come from me naturally, then I'm going to just give up on it. There's no point in pursuing it if I'm thinking too hard, you know?
Right.
So, in a way, I focus on doing that instead of, you know, typically what you would do is just keep trying until like you're forcing it, and then it sounds bad, or whatever you're doing, it just goes wrong. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you know, same with me, bro. Same reason why I only took one semester, and like it was weird because the experience for me in college was, surprisingly, I actually liked it. But the thing was, is that when I was there, I realized that like you don't need college to be successful, or
exactly.
You know, once you find a passion, something you're interested in,
exactly.
Like you said, naturally, like, you know, to chase that for, you know, happiness. Because if you're forced, like, bro, like,
yeah,
it just sucks. Because that's how I felt, at least in high school. Like, I was forced to do these things. And, of course, I had to do it. Like, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Just fine. But,
yeah.
You know, it was troubling for me because I didn't really want to. Like, I didn't really care for it.
Like I said, like, I mean, I feel, in my opinion, like, yeah, get your GED.
Yeah,
you
facts,
know, get
facts.
Your high school diploma. Don't be a fucking retard.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
But like after that, like, it's whatever the fuck you want to do, whatever job you want to do. You have your diploma, you know, just use your mouth and socialize and do connections.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, literally.
Well, yeah, that's true. I agree with that, bro.
Because I mean, college, my family wanted me to go to college so bad. You know, I was there, you know, pride, precision and shit. It was weird, but like, nah, I wasn't about that school shit. Like, I just didn't do it. Because I know a lot of people that are like that. And, you know, they're very, like, entitled. And they just think just because they're smart, they use it deviously, you know?
Yeah.
I just never been one of those people. Like, I have in my life done some shit that to other people, like, I've done fucked up shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I never been that devious to use my intelligence to belittle someone, you know. I always try to stay quiet whenever someone's trying to go crazy, because the more I grow up and the more I learned about myself, like, I'm a nice guy, but if I get mad, I'm gonna get fucking mad, and I hate being mad. So, you know, that's another thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with fucking up so many times. Like, you just gotta keep growing up and keep learning about yourself. Keep fucking up so you can keep progressing and keep learning about yourself. You know, I that's why I don't even like that cancel shit. I feel like that shit's fucking
corny. Oh, yeah, I know. Hell yeah, bro.
Shit's fucking corny.
Yeah, that shit is. That shit's dumb.
All that woke shit. I mean, I don't know. I'm in the middle with that. I'm not with the red pill people or the woke people, you know?
No.
That shit's stupid to me because I feel like both ends, it's like the bully and the nerd. The red pill people and the woke people. That's how I see it. I put in those two categories. The bully and the nerds of society.
Okay. That's a good perspective, actually, yes.
Yeah, so it's the bullies and the nerds. And, you know, yes, the woke people got some... They're saying good things, you know. They're saying reasonable things. But at the same time, like, they're using their intelligence to come at people crazy, you know.
Yeah.
They gotta... I don't know. They gotta just be more emotionally smart. And with the bullies or the red pill people, like, what the fuck? You're too much of a dickhead, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm only an asshole if you're an asshole to me. I'm never going to be an asshole. I'm not ever going to go out of my way to be a dickhead to people. Like, if only they're going to be dickheads to me, then that's when I strike. Yeah. But, you know, before that, like, you know, I don't try to go out my way to be the tough guy or try to act like I'm hard. Like, that shit is stupid. Only people that are hard or real people, they're just gonna be chill. They'll be chill people.
Yeah.
They're not gonna try to act fucking hard for no reason. You know, that's stupid.
That's true.
But yeah, that's my point of view on those red pill people and the woke shit. I'm in the middle, you know? Both of them are saying reasonable things, but at the end of the day, they're just both. They both got their wrong things that both do in an extremist way.
Mm.
They both have their strong opinions about a subject that I might think otherwise. They both do. They both have their faults. So I'm literally in the middle with them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really in the middle with all that shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
I feel you, though, on that kind of thing. Like, when you're, you know... Being kind is a good thing, but I learned, like, over the years that, like, you know, sometimes there's times where you gotta put your foot down, like...
Exactly, yeah.
Because it can be a habit to, like,
mm-hmm.
to not say no, you know? And that's a bad habit.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, like, you can do that, but you don't have to be a dickhead or an asshole. Like, you can show people that you're not one to mess with.
Yeah.
By just being yourself and not being scared of being yourself.
Because
the more you try to hide yourself, the more people are going to be like, oh, he's insecure. Let me attack him. Be yourself more. So they're like, oh, shit. He's comfortable with being himself, so I'm not really going to fuck with him. You know, he can be unpredictable. He can be... He can fuck me up or, he can be a good person. You know, and don't repress how you are. Because then people, that's how you build connections. That's how people get to know you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Facts. But, sorry.
Don't even.
I was thinking about that. That's real, you know, that's real. But anyways, yeah, so, with the music, like, when did it start? Like, what decided that route? What decided... I assume in high school, right?
No, when I was eight.
When you were eight.
When I was
you already kid. Wanted to pursue it.
When I was a little baby kid.
What? You love music?
Yeah, my dad put me on Queens.
Mm.
And, you know, it's dramatic ass nigga. Like, he told me, like, oh, play track 8, track 7 when I die. I'm like, shut your ass.
He would say that?
Say shit like that, but he would show me the music. He would tell me, like, oh, this is Queen. This is a rock band. They're a really good rock band. And he would tell me about them. And I just, that was my introduction to music. The Queens, and then I got into, like, Outkast, and then Eminem, a big Eminem fan. I listened to, like, Lloyd Banks a lot, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, a big fan of the West Coast and East Coast too. Like, I really feel like there's like hella spitters out there. Like, East Coast got some spitters, bro.
Yeah.
People can spit out there, and I respect the East Coast. The West Coast, we know how to make hits for sure. But they're the battlers are over at East Coast, bro. I respect them. Like, I need to get better at my battling or like getting better at like freestyling, because I'm more of a writer personally. But
I would. But you want to be more involved in the freestyle?
I want to be more involved in freestyle and even going up to like battle someone one day. Like I want to challenge myself to that. You know? So like, I've always liked that culture and, you know, what they do in the East and what we do over here, you know?
Yeah.
It's always been a good dynamic between the two, because there be some fucking spitters out there, bro.
Yeah, like, I've heard some crazy shit.
Spit out there.
You're like, damn, shaking the dome and shit.
Yeah, it's a little from me to the other side of United States, people can spit for show.
You ever hear Juice WRLD freestyles?
Oh, yeah.
Insane. Crazy. Insane. Crazy. It doesn't make sense. Bro, crazy. I can freestyle for, like, hours, man. Like,
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm not gonna even try. I can't do that, bro. I would have to practice to do that, to be honest.
Like, and it's crazy, because, like, it's not even just, like, what he was saying. It was, like, you could go along with it. It wasn't just saying gibberish, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
He was saying things that kept going, and, like, his pattern, like, it was so intricate.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. He knew how to, like, go from topic to topic.
Yeah.
Like, without sounding weird or, like, awkward. Right. Like, he knew how to, like, flow that. And keep going at the same time. Like, it was fucking insane. Like, I don't know how he does that shit.
Neither do I. And just the amount of similes and, like, metaphors he would use was, like, That's difficult right there, like, to do freestyle, and you can freestyle just, like, talk, right, have to talk, like, if you're talking to someone, do a freestyle like that, but when you're including metaphors and, like, similes, like, dude, that's crazy, like.
He would, like, make, like, whole songs.
Yeah.
Freestyle, it's crazy.
Yeah. IP.
But who do you look up to?
As an artist?
Yeah.
As an artist, man, you know, Juice WRLD is definitely one of them. Hobson as well.
Hobson, okay.
Hobson as well.
I knew you liked Hobson.
Yeah. You seen that post I played a game of skate with him?
I skated with him.
Dude, yeah. I only won. We played a game of skate and I won. But only reason why I won is because he was healing from a toe injury. He messed up his toe. So, like, we played and I just can tell when we played that it wasn't, like, 100%. Because he would have beat me.
Yeah, but no, he's known in the skating community.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but, you know, that was awesome.
Just like Lil Wayne and shit,
Lil
Wayne can skate too.
Lil Wayne skate too.
I honestly, like, I remember when we used to kick it and skate, like, I can do basic tricks, but it's not really for me, cause I'm one that don't really have good balance. So I've fallen a lot, but I do want to get back into skating. I used to skate back when, after high school, I did it after, but then I stopped because I just went full focus on music, working and shit.
Yeah, I get it, man.
But yeah, skating's fun. It's always been fun. I remember when you guys, after school, you and Lewis.
Dude, we would do it every day. Like, that's what we were on, bro. Every single day, just skating. Dude, I was like, I don't know where I don't know if I was really trying to go anywhere with it. That wasn't really in my head, but it was just more for fun. But I was so, like, obsessed with improving, dude. Like, I would literally, like, after we skated, finished skating, I'd go home and I'd rest. I'd skate home and then I'd rest and then I'd go back out skating by myself. And, like, dude, I was practicing my tricks. Like, every trick that I had, I'd land it five times, go to the next one. So I can be consistent at it. And, like, it was just a fun process. It was hard too, because people don't realize in skating is that you fall more than you'll land tricks. And that's what makes skating so difficult. But it's fun. Like, landing a trick is so fun. Like, that feeling is, like, you get addicted to it and shit.
Yeah, I want to get back into it.
Me too, man. Me too. I was doing, like, TikTok videos on skating, like, tutorials. And I was doing actually really well. But what happened was, during that time, bro, I was going through so much shit. So much shit, bro.
Yeah.
And my board snapped. So, like, at the time, I didn't have any money to, like, afford another one.
Get a board.
Yeah, like, all that setups, bro, like, cost, like, $200, like, averagely, you know?
With the trucks.
Trucks, wheels, boards, you know? So, I thought, and that ended up stopping. Maybe in the future, down the line, I do want to get back into it, but my knee's been fucked up. Like, ever since I stopped skating, bro, like, I've been starting to feel a lot of knee pain, like.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if it's because I'm not moving as much anymore. and it's causing that, but I've had like an MRI, x-ray.
Oh, shit.
And the only thing that they found was like fluid in there. That's what they said, but like, bro, like my shit be hurting. I can't stand for more than 4 hours without it like aching like bad. That was cool though. Skating's fun.
We humans be getting old as fuck.
Facts. Now we're all getting older, huh? Like,
yeah.
We're all getting older and we're like, we're literally like dying. We're kind of dying, you know?
Yeah.
But
time's eternity though.
Right.
Like, eternity. So it's like, to even think about that, it's like, what?
I know.
Like, after me, we don't keep going and shit.
Have you ever had any near-death experiences?
Oh, yeah. 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 Actually, a couple.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Recent or what?
Something about 2022, yeah.
2022?
2022.
Oh, shit. I haven't had one in...
2020,
2021. You 2021?
Oh, no, I was just telling you about
the years. About me?
No, the years that I've had.
Oh.
Yeah.
2022, 2021. I don't know when. I don't
know. About 2019. I was a good 2019.
Yeah. About 2018? Senior year? Well, graduating, so half senior, half real life world.
I was in the process of, like, confusion and, like, on my way to self-destruction.
Why? Because you were going into the real world, like,
yeah,
and you weren't sure what you were gonna do.
Well, after high school, you know, I went to college, so like, RCC.
Dude, me too. Wait, did you go straight like the first of August?
I think so.
What? Me too.
Yeah, wait, I dropped out.
I mean, technically me too, but wait, you were in math, no? You're like that math building, like, that's on the right side.
No, when I did go to RCC, I had a full schedule. I had a whole schedule. Yeah.
How many classes?
Like 5 or 6.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah.
He's
tripping. Yeah, I'm tripping.
That's a lot.
Or actually, I like four or five. Mm. But it was more than for sure 2 or 3. I don't remember.
Like, holy shit. That's a lot, dude.
If I dropped out, bro. No.
I get it, bro. Me too.
Yeah, I totally dropped out. I was like, nah.
Yeah. College is a weird one. But yeah, I don't, my girl's aunt, we were talking about that, like, college and shit, and she said something, I like how she worded it. She said, like, every person, I can't say exactly how she said it, but she was pretty much saying is every person is different. Every person, like, some people need to take a break from school, from high school once they graduate, find out what they like, find out who they are, mm-hmm. and then maybe if they decide that, like, there's a career path that they need college for, then they take that. And some people can just go straight mm-hmm. into college. Because they're, you know, that's how they are, that's how their mindset is, or whatever. Yeah. But, like, everyone's different, like, and that was just, I don't know. Not many kids understand that in high school when they're graduating, and they think that they need to go immediately to college, and, like...
I feel like people just shouldn't be rushed, like...
Yeah, they shouldn't.
I feel like they make people that get out of high school feel very rushed and hurried.
Right.
Like, they make us feel like, yeah, you gotta get into school, It is true, like...
Education's good.
No, not even that. Like, times are expensive. So, you know, people are obviously going to lean into school and be like, oh, do that so you can get a job in whatever field you major in and shit.
That's true.
But I didn't even think about that. My family was like, yeah, you better go into college. I was like, fuck no, I'm going to drop out and make music. That's what I did. I dropped out and I just went, like, when I was in that summertime math class, like, I wasn't even, like, paying attention. I was just, like, mapping out, like, what tape I was going to do and what, like, I was writing lyrics and shit. And I wasn't even focused on it. I passed it, like, a C+ or C-, but I have something done with college.
Damn, I don't even know if I passed my classes. I think I failed those.
Fuck it, dude, who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
But going back to the music, so you said since you were young, you know, you found music.
Mm-hmm.
And then when was it that you felt like, okay, like, I want to go in a studio and record? Like, when was the first time you recorded? When was your first song?
It was probably senior year.
Senior year?
With Tebs.
Tebs?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, I remember Tebs. I seen him when it was like 3 years ago.
That was it.
I seen him like 3 years ago. Maybe it was 2 years ago at remember on Dress?
Yeah.
Madrid? Yeah, I saw at his house. He was there. He was all smoking.
It was the one with the... His house is the one with the whole ass patio, right?
Like in the back or the front?
In the back.
In the back, yeah.
Yeah. I remember, yeah. That.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah. That's when you saw him? Yeah.
It was a while ago. But, you know, I think he was doing okay.
Yeah.
We were smoking heavy, though. I remember. That's like, yeah, crazy, bro. He was cool, though, you know.
Yeah, he's on me.
Facts. But, okay, so you guys made your first song?
Yeah, we made our first song.
What was the process like? Like, how was that? Were you guys struggling? Like, was it just on some fuck shit? Was it like, you know?
So, I mean, before we made that song, like when we made that song, it was like 2 months before, like, we actually record. Like, I had the program and equipment like 2 months before that song. And those 2 months, pretty much the whole summer, I was trying to figure out how to use the
Wait, what device, or what do you mean? Like, what was it?
It was Cakewalk. Cakewalk, yeah. Cakewalk.
Mm.
And I really didn't know how to do it. I was like, what the fuck? What do you do? So that whole summer, I spent learning how to just simply record.
Mm.
So, like, when you know, our grade went into senior year, that's when, like, we got our first song done in that November or October of that year. And yeah, he went first, and then I just did what I just tried to make it sound pretty good. And I don't know, I was just nervous to, you know, wonder what other people would think. And I was like, fuck. But you know, when we dropped it, you know, me and Chris would walk around and everyone was with their clique or whatever. They were like, oh, good shit.
Wait, what'd you drop it on? You dropped it on Instagram?
It's on SoundCloud.
No, but like, how did you let other people know? Like,
I dropped it on Snapchat. I dropped it on Instagram.
I wonder if I had you then on any social media.
I don't know, bro. I was a weirdo. No one really talked to me.
Now, but I remember you would come around.
Yeah.
But I remember how my group was. Like, we were ruthless. We were always saying stupid shit. And we always reflect on shit, bro. We would be like, dude, remember this shit? We was like, dumbass shit. We
like, y'all were cool shit with me, though. Y'all really fucking said shit to me. So, shit. We always walk around and I see your clique with me and Chris. And that type of shit. But, yeah, dude.
Damn. And then, so your first song comes out, and then, like, what are you thinking after, like, after you drop it, like,
I gotta keep going. I gotta keep practicing. I gotta keep dropping. I gotta take advantage of this first year that I'm dropping music, and it being my first year, my senior year of high school. Like, I have to, like, see, I gotta keep dropping this year so I can ask people what they think. Like, I really wanted people's feedback, and I didn't want any bullshit, you know. So in that year, senior year, like, when there was parties, you know, I would go with the homies, but I wouldn't go to party. Like, I would go with my phone and headphones. And while people are, like, partying and shit, you know, they're drunk, so they're going to be honest. So I would go up to them and be like, yo, my friend makes music, but really my friend is me. So I can get their actual feedback.
Interesting. That's interesting. So how did you feel, like, doing that?
You know, I was a drinker back then, but now I drink sometimes, but, you know, I'm always usually doing weed or shrooms or acid or whatever. But at that time, I was just focused on just really getting that feedback. So when I would go, I would give them the headphones. They put on the headphones, then, you know, there's music already outside, but, you know, they're willing to, you know, listen, and they would tell me. Like, yeah, it's good, or, oh, it needs to work, and I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll tell them that.
Yeah, I'll tell them that, like, the thing. You know, like, you wanted to know?
I wanted to know what was wrong with my voice. I wanted to know what the fuck, what I needed to improve, because I just really wanted to, like, dive myself into that, if I was really going to do that, and not go to college, or do whatever, you know, or go to trade school, like, nah, so, you know, like, my brother really wanted me to go to trade school, and I was like, nah. You know, like, I respect people that go to trade school, because the jobs that you get, you do get money.
Yeah.
You get pretty good money, and it's pretty easy to do, and it's good jobs for the future, but I was just never focused on that, because if I'm going to put my energy on that, then I'm not going to put as much energy on music, and I'm not really going to get where I want to be in it. So mm-hmm. I just put my full energy on music, and I just went on that with that. And I just kept practicing.
This is still in high school? Or is this like in
between? Maybe a year after high school. Because mm. really, it was like when I dropped out, and my family was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm. You know, like, how was that situation when they were like,
I don't know, I just ignored it. I ignored it. I kept making music, like, I don't know, like, I just didn't listen to nobody, like, and I still don't. You know, like, I'm just gonna keep doing what I need to do and just keep trying to improve and trying to improve my personality and who I am, and I don't like being a better version of me or being a better person, you know, but just trying to just learn more shit. Just in general, just learn more shit about life and learn more shit about me, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really my perspective on all that.
For sure. And then let's talk about like your sound. So when did you develop that, like, you know, that sound that you have? It's like, what developed that? How did that come about? Were you just making a song and you know?
Let me see. Well.
Not like a specific time? Was it just over time?
Honestly, it was over time, because when I started making music, to this day, like, I still, you know, talk down on myself, because I've come to a point where I actually like my voice. Back then, I hated my voice. When I started making music, I fucking hated my voice. Mm. And even years after that, I fucking hated my voice. And I just hated how I sounded. I hated how every flow I did, everything, I would just talk down on myself so much, and I just knew that would help me, so I used that as a good thing, and I just kept going. Mm. And over the years, my sound has changed, because I'm not trying to stay the same sound. I'm trying to evolve and try to take a piece out of it. It's like those things, those toys that you put your hand through, and those things rise up and makes like the shadow.
I don't know what toy that is, to be honest. Which
one is it? Like, you put your hand through and it makes your hand. It's like a bunch of like little metal things and goes up. I'm trying to say it's how you're molding your sound. Mm. You gotta really like mold it. Like, if you want to take off some of the darkness and find that perfect sound that you're comfortable with every time you record, mm. and you're comfortable with your voice and you're comfortable how you sound, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. You're trying to mold your voice into what you think would sound sonically nice to everybody else. And yourself, but mainly the thing is, you gotta love what you make. Because mm. no one's gonna love what you make or fuck with any type of music you make if you don't love it. But at that same time, you gotta be really honest with yourself if whatever you're making is good. And I still doubt myself to this day. Some of the shit I still think that's trash, and my friends be like, bro, no, that shit's hard as fuck. And I'm like, nah, that's just dog shit.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
Mm. Gotcha. Okay. So now you find your sound, and then once you start getting more comfortable recording, like, mm-hmm. what's now the plan? Like, once you found your sound, what's now where you were directed? Like, you're like, okay, let's keep on improving, and making songs.
Like we said before we even started the podcast,
yeah,
just take advantage that I'm not famous or have blown up yet, and just keep practicing. Okay. So when I do blow up or get famous or whatever the fuck, I don't even care about clout. Fuck clout.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck. But it's just a part of the process as an artist.
Exactly, like, exactly. It really is. You need it. You need it. You need fans. You need people that fuck with your music. You need that.
Right.
But just, you know, I'm trying to say more like putting up a fake facade or trying to like really be pretentious, trying to be someone you're not. Mm. You know, if you want to be an artist, really try to, you got to really lose yourself and really try to find who you are so it reflects on your music. So, I mean, that's what I've been doing. With music, apart from that, like, I just want to take advantage that I'm not known at all. No one knows my music. I feel like if you want to be an artist, you should be comfortable with the fact that no one knows you, and just take advantage, like really, really take advantage with that time that no one knows you, to just keep getting better.
Damn.
Just keep getting better, and who cares if you haven't made it yet? Like, it's not a.
Damn, bro, that's real. But that's a good thing then, huh? It's like,
exactly, it's not a race, like, right. Bro, like, who cares? Like, you're like even 26, 27, like, it doesn't matter what age you are, you just keep practicing, because if you stop practicing and you stop, obviously there's going to be a lower quality of music, because you stopped, and you got comfortable. Don't ever get comfortable. Keep on trying to, if you really want this shit, keep trying to get better, keep trying to do, you know, work different shit out, try to do different shit, you know?
Damn, bro.
You really got to think like that if you want to get better. It's up to the person. It's really up to them. It's really what they want, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think I'm good yet. I think I'm okay. You know, like, I'm trying to get to where I want with this shit, and I'm still not where I see myself in the future, you know?
Okay. Damn, well, that's real, though. Like, I'm trying to take in, you know, myself as an artist, like, I want to be able to just consistently be a student in the game, bro. Like, I want to be able to take advice from anyone.
Exactly.
Take any constructive criticism. Like, you have to.
You have to. You can't let your ego take over you and be like, no, that shit.
Yeah, fucking hard.
You're just a hater. Yeah. Like, in the end of the day, some of those people might be hating. They might. And some actually might be trying to tell you some real shit or just trying to tell you some real feedback or some, just really trying to tell you what you need to work on. You shouldn't take it to heart, because in the end of the day, you're an artist. You're just trying to get better. You're trying to find your sound, not necessarily to be famous, but really just be happy with your music, or, you know, fall in love with your music, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Amen to that. Amen to that. And I know, you know, obviously we got a song that we're working on together. You know, is there anything you're working on the side, or maybe you have been working on, or something that you plan on wanting to do in the future, whether mixtape, EP, or, you know, any songs that you have that you have an idea for a video?
Oh, yeah. I have, like, 3 songs that I want to shoot a video. I want to shoot a video for City Built on Ice. I want to shoot a video for Dementia. I want to shoot a video.
Dementia is the one that recently came out?
Yeah.
All right. Was it?
Paranoia.
Oh, yeah, Dementia. Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to shoot a video for Dementia, City Built on Ice, and Drained.
Oh, shit.
Drained's going to be an animation video. City Built on Ice is going to be like a whole movie that I want to do, and Dementia is going to be like a music video with a story with it.
So, gotcha.
Like, yeah, and then with new songs, new music's coming out, I'm probably gonna go back to some sounds I used to do or try in the beginning of my career. Now that I know what to do, I'm gonna polish up my old style in a way.
So, okay, I see.
Redefined style.
Right.
So, you know, in past me, I know what exactly I was going for, and now that I have the voice and confidence for it, I can really polish that old style. So And I'm really coming back with some like boom bat shit that I used to do.
Ooh, back then. So, hell know, yeah, that's tight.
I really want to put my full energy into that and make it sound good and clean, you know?
Yeah, yeah, facts. I don't know how many songs I have, but there's only one in particular that I've done, boom bap, the beat, and like I really like that song, and I was actually listening to it just the other day, bro, and I was like, damn, like, you know what, I fuck with this, I think I need to work on this and like mix it and shit, make it sound good.
Yeah.
But I just love like the idea of how I did the song. Boom bap beats are tight as fuck.
Boom bap beats are
tight.
I love boom bap. I love all that shit. That shit's hard.
And then we'll probably end it off in right now, but I have one more question. Where do you feel music, bro, is going right now, like in the direction it's going? Like personally for me, you know, I feel like, you know, Yeet, right?
Yeah.
Yeet, I feel like his type of music is really where the era of hip hop is going, like that direction. Mm-hmm. I really feel like, you know, Lil Durk is like, what's Lil Durk like, trap? Like,
yeah, he's, I like, would say one more trap.
Yeah, like I don't know why, I just feel like that music, like that sounds kind of dying a bit. Like I feel like it's just too dangerous to be able to rap like that because of the amount of like indictments, like people getting themselves arrested off shit they say on the lyrics.
And it also, you gotta really think about it now in days if you want to rap. Like, what message are you trying to put out? What type of image are you trying to be perceived as, you know? Like, if you're gonna act hard, is that really what you wanna do on long term? When you like risk your life?
Yeah, that shit comes with consequences.
Exactly. Or do you wanna like actually have longevity and grow with your fans, you know, grow up with them and they'll grow up with you. So that's what I'm thinking about. Like, with music right now, I really just want to leave it where it is. Don't force anything. Don't try to drop because I have to drop. Really just let it come out of me. Just really let it naturally just come out and see what new sounds I come up with. So that's really, I don't want to force my career. I really don't. I don't want to, you know, blow up so I fucking get burned down quick, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I really, if I'm gonna be found one day, I really want them to see that I really developed my sound over the years. Like, I don't care how long it takes. Like, I know I'm gonna make it. And I know what I want to do with my voice. I know what's gonna happen in the future and how I see my voice going and how my music's gonna evolve over the years.
Yeah. Damn.
I don't care, like, if I blow up tomorrow, it has to be, you know, tomorrow and next year. Like, I don't care. Like, I really want to get people to understand that take advantage of you not being shit. Take advantage of you not being a nobody. Take advantage of no one knowing you. Take advantage of that and just really dwell and lose yourself to find yourself. And your sound and what image you want to do to create your character. Because in the end, yeah, we playing PS4, we playing GTA and shit, all those type of free roam games. Think about it like that. You're like building a character. You're building yourself. So you don't gotta fake no more. You are that character, essentially. You're who you have in mind in your head for the future, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
That's real. Damn, man. You, honestly, bro, you know, since the last couple of times we've talked, like, I can really hear your, like you're matured and your experience from, like, the real world, bro.
Yeah.
So, hell yeah, bro. Good shit, man. You've given me, too, you know, some real shit, some real advice, and I'm gonna take that in, you know?
Of course, bro. Just always know when to humble yourself down, though, too.
Yeah, true.
Always
that's
try to stay humble and always try to keep your head down when you need to and assert yourself when you have the confidence and you feel it. Don't choke up. Just go for it. Who gives a fuck? Do it.
Do what the fuck you want to do. Anything. Not even music. Anything you fucking want to do. Just do it. No one's going to fucking stop you. The only person that's going to stop you is you and your brain. But that's easy to conquer. You just got to go in it and lose yourself, like I said. You just got to go and do that shit.
Yeah.
Don't listen to nobody. Don't listen to nobody. Don't fucking listen to nobody. Don't nothing. Ignore that shit. Go at it, bro. Just tunnel vision that shit. Fuck everybody. That's how I feel, bro. Fuck everybody who don't like me. If you do, I appreciate you. But in the end, it is what it is, bro.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. I'll probably end it off right here. You know, thank you for being a guest, bro. I appreciate you.
Of course.
You know, let them know where they can find your socials.
Instagram, Graysoul. Graysoul with a E, but my dumb ass spells it with a 3 because I think I'm cool. So GR3YSOUL. And that's pretty much on Twitter, on Instagram. And on TikTok, I don't even use TikTok, so it's whatever. So.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's Grace on pretty much everything, on YouTube, on SoundCloud, on Apple, on Spotify. I don't know, fucking Pandora, if any of you are all hit still.
Pandora. Yeah. I forgot about that shit. Yeah. That shit was popping though for a little while.
Huh? Or fucking Napster. Napster. My dad used to use that shit.
All right then, bro. End off right here, and till next time.
Of course, bro.